Brent Seabrook at center ice. He'll drive it off the right boards in behind the wing net. Osgood poked it away to the near corner. Then right in front, Burge shoots, he scores! Adam Burge with a miscue. Took a bouncing puck in front of the Detroit net and with a little backhanded flip, knocks in his third playoff goal of this season. It's now 1-0 Hawks.
Back in the conference finals, for the first time in 14 years, the Blackhawks wanted to make a statement, and it came from Adam Burrish. John Weideman, the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago. The Hawks had the early lead, but just like so many other teams, they couldn't keep the mule tied down in his own barn.
Zetterberg ties up Duncan Keith, poked it deeper into the corner for Johan Franzen. Back and behind the net, Franzen steals, wraparound try, he scores! Hard work by Johan Franzen. Wraparound goal, Detroit leads 2-1.
Ken Cowell with the call on WXYT in Detroit as Johan Franzen extended his playoff home ice point streak to 13 games. Franzen has 12 goals and 10 assists during the run, which dates back to Game 5 of last season's first round. Dan Cleary had the second two-goal game of his postseason career, and the Wings took Game 1 5-2. Midway through the first period of Game 2, Michael Samuelson went to the penalty box for cross-checking.
Here's Parker, right point. Down to Havlat, right half-boards. Havlat, right circle now. Drops it beside the net. Toews put it out in front. They score! Jonathan Toews from below the goal line to the left of the Detroit net. Shot it off what looked like Osgood's pads and into the back of the net. It's a power play goal, and the Hawks lead 1-0.
John Weideman again on WGN in Chicago as Jonathan Toews lit the lamp, meaning the Red Wings have another playoff record, albeit one they'd rather not hold. It's the 11th straight postseason game in which the Wings have allowed a power play goal, equaling the mark set by Pittsburgh in 1989. But again, Detroit would shrug off falling behind by scoring the next two goals. When Toews scored again, though, it was off to overtime.
Back in the line, Campbell's got it. Tried to feather it across. Samuelson steals now a two-on-one developing for Detroit. Huther over the line. Filppula to the trailer. Samuelson scores! Michael Samuelson wins it in overtime. The final score, Detroit 3, Chicago 2.
Ken Cal again on WXYT as Samuelson made amends for his earlier penalty to stake the Red Wings to a 2-0 series lead. Just like Detroit in the West, the defending Eastern Conference champion was at home for Game 1, a straightforward affair for the Penguins, who continued to have success with the man advantage.
Gontar to Malkin. The right side to Crosby, late on this power play. The left side to Boucher, moves in. Wrist shot, score! It's Philippe Boucher in front, scoring off a board, and the Penguins have a 3-1 lead. And he is smiling like a butcher's dog, Philippe Boucher.
Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network as Philippe Boucher scored what proved to be the game winner, and the Pens scored on the power play for a 7th straight playoff game, equaling the team record. Game 2 started off with Sidney Crosby putting his name into the record books.
Kept in by Letang of the pass to Crosby. Circling, twirling move. Hit by Jokinen and knocked off his skates. A puck flipped behind the net. Kunitz, hit it front to Crosby. Hey! Shelton scores! Sidney Crosby from Chris Kunitz! And the Penguins take a 1-0 lead! Penguins get the opening goal.
Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network as Crosby scored the first goal for the 6th time in this postseason, tying the league mark for one playoff year set by Bobby Hull in 1962 and equaled by Fernando Pisani in 2006. That was just the start of the scoring in what proved to be a back-and-forth affair.
Eight on the near side, gets the clearing pass from Eames behind the Pittsburgh net. He mucks and grinds and gets it, loads at center. He scored! Eames! The quick release! And the fourth line is the charm for the Hurricanes at 2:35.
Chuck Caton, the call on the Hurricanes Radio Network as Patrick Eaves made it 4-4 early in the third period, but all that did was inspire Evgeny Malkin. The red-hot Russian broke the tie with his second goal of the night, then completed his first playoff hat trick for his 13th point in the last 5 games as Pittsburgh went on to a 7-4 victory. Mike Lang with the call of an amazing goal on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Here's Malkin behind the goal. Turns around, comes out, backhand shot. Oh! He shoots and scores! And Cam Ward just lost his liquor license. What a move by Malkin! The Penguins lead 6-4. It's the HD 471.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.